Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throw down your guns, throw down your guns in the name of love.
So in advance of the July 9th special legislative session called by Governor Northam on guns, he has announced a series of roundtables, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. Two have already been held, 4 still to go, including 2 today, and a couple of them locally. One here today at the New Life Deliverance Tabernacle will involve Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security Brian Moran and U.S. Senator Tim Kaine. Brian Moran joins us now. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Gary.
So let's
I enjoy that lead-in. We're not asking anybody just to throw down their gun and in the name of love, but we are asking for some reasonable gun restrictions that would keep guns out of the hands of those who should not possess them. And so I really do believe the restrictions that the governor has proposed are all reasonable. Well, two things. One, they all pass constitutional muster. They protect the Second Amendment. The courts have reviewed these proposals in other states, and they are constitutional. Second, they receive widespread support from most Virginians. The polls indicate they overwhelmingly support background checks. They support extreme risk laws. And so, you know, we are optimistic, guardedly so, for July 9th that the legislature actually acts on some of these proposals.
Brian, I want to talk about the roundtables, but first, since you brought that up, what is the hope of the administration, you and Governor Northam and the administration, for the special session July 9th?
Well, we really want a robust discussion and debate. Each session, these proposals have come before various gun measures, and you know they're done within the 45 days. When we're talking about education, we're talking about the budget, we're talking about transportation. I mean, there's a myriad of issues that are worked on during the legislative session, and legislators don't have a lot of time to discuss these issues in detail. And these are important issues. Gun safety issues are very important. So July 9th is an opportunity for legislators to focus solely on these issues. And our hope would be we have a robust discussion, and at the end of the day, Democrats and Republicans are able to pass some reasonable restrictions to reduce the number of Virginians who lose their lives every day. We lose almost 3 lives a day to guns in the Commonwealth. And so we would hope, we are hopeful. The governor is hopeful that we'll actually get something accomplished on July 9th.
Are there any proposals on the table for this special session that may have prevented the Virginia Beach shooting?
Well, we are proposing a restriction on the number of bullets, the magazines, high-capacity magazines. We're going to put in a bill that would restrict it to no more than 10 rounds. Again, that protects hunters and Second Amendment rights. You know, do we really need something that is more than 10 rounds? The investigation is still ongoing in Virginia Beach, but I think it's been widely reported that he did use extended magazines in Virginia Beach. Also, the suppressor issue, or silencer, we would like to ban those in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Again, not used for hunting. They're not protected by the Second Amendment. And, you know, we teach in all of our schools, Gary, and I know you all have covered the school safety issue very well. We teach run, fight, hide in response to an active shooter. And that's very difficult to accomplish if you don't, you know, you can't initially hear the sounds of the gunfire. And so I think those are two very reasonable proposals. The third would be municipal buildings. Give localities the authority to restrict, in their judgment, restrict guns from certain municipal buildings. I know the city of Richmond has debated this a long time. They've asked for authority to ban guns from City Hall. You know, you get some pretty contentious issues in that City Hall. City Council members and the public would feel more comfortable if guns were banned from City Hall. So that would be a third proposal. I think all three of those are relevant to the Virginia Beach tragedy.
Brian, the first local of the roundtables are scheduled for today. You'll be participating over at New Life Deliverance Tabernacle. What is the aim? What is the goal of these roundtables?
Yeah, I think they're probably multifold. First, we want to lay out the proposals that we are presenting to the legislators on July 9th. And then we also want to hear from community members. I know there are a number of community members will be in attendance this morning in Richmond to talk to us what they think about them, the details, and what else they think would make Virginia a safer place. And so they're multifold. And so, and we also want to bring attention July 9th. I mean, obviously, it's the middle of the summer, but we want people's attention on July 9th to talk to their legislators and ask them for support for these measures. And so, and I'm really glad to be there with Senator Kaine. Of course, you know, Senator Kaine was mayor of Richmond, governor of Virginia during the Virginia Tech tragedy, and now United States Senator. So he's very knowledgeable in these issues. And so it's really nice to be able to partner with our friend Tim Kaine. And you know, since Virginia Tech, Gary, we've lost 10,000 of our fellow Virginians to gun violence. So, you know, we do have homicides, there's accidental deaths, but then also suicide. And so, you know, we need to address that issue as well. And there's one particular piece of legislation that I think would do that, and that's called the Extreme Risk Law. And it's allow a temporary deprivation of a firearm after due process if a person demonstrated a threat to themselves or others. And so you address the suicide situation. If there's a gun in the home, you'd extract the gun for up to 14 days, and then you'd have another hearing before a circuit court judge to determine whether that deprivation should go longer than 14 days. So I think that's a reasonable measure. It was passed in Florida after the Parkland tragedy at the school. That's a Republican legislature, Republican governor. It was passed out in Indiana. I think now we're up to 16 states that have passed that law, and it seems like a reasonable approach. It protects the Second Amendment, but then also gets to those situations where somebody is a threat to themselves or others. We introduce due process. This isn't, you know, the gun isn't taken away unless a judicial officer says it should be. And again, there's a lot of protections built into that law. So that's one I really hope that the Republicans will take a real earnest look at it. And that would pass on come July 9th.
Okay, thanks for your time this morning. Have a good day.
Gary, thank you very much.
Virginia Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security, Brian Moran.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.